Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including La Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Live Your Dream, where we are live in our office space in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And who we have here, we have Cost, the rapper, the truth. We also will have Charlie calling in. Her name is Whitney Wesley out of Arkansas, where she is having this big, big, big fashion show. I believe it's her fourth annual fashion show. And she is circulating around MS. I'll be there as one of the magazines, I believe the only magazine that we'll be representing, and then we will be picking three models that will actually be a part of our magazine. So she is just blowing up with all that is going on Facebook, and also we're going to have Jay Bless, who is a local rapper here also from Fayetteville, who's doing big, big, big things as well. So today is going to be a live and a wonderful show. So, Koss, how are you doing on today?
Doing all right. How y'all doing?
Great. So, everyone, you know what you need to do when it comes down to asking any questions. Log into our message board. I see two people in. I normally have about 12. So where's my faithful 12 at? I hope y'all not busy today. we go ahead and tag someone else, share the information with others, asking them to definitely tune in. This is a great way for us to get all the information out as well. And it's never too late for you all to call in and actually be a part of our cast as well. So I'm just super excited on today. And, of course, we have our engineer on today, Yasmin Noble, who's going to be sitting in with us also. So we just want to say thank you again for tuning in. And what we're going to do now is, I know y'all heard that great commercial by Sean Garvey Group. I'm also going to be on a radio show today out of Atlanta. We did a pre-recorded show, and they're going to play it the day between 10 and 11:30. So I've been so busy hustling and bustling myself, I didn't even get a chance to plug me in to hear what's going on. So, Costo, tell us some things. I know a lot of great things. I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw this video going viral, and I was like, "Woo! What's going on? What's going on?" So, tell everybody who you are and what you do, and just connect and however you want to let anyone want to know and talk. Definitely tell us about the video.
Yeah. I ain't been doing too much, but
check it.
I don't know, I just got out the other morning, thought about putting the video out.
Mm-hmm.
My man, Marky Sledge, Lucian.
Yeah.
He shot some many videos. He shot my last video, Carolina Throw Your Hood Up. We shot it in January. We got around 16,000 on social media right now.
Yes.
Put this one out like maybe 2 nights ago. We about 25, a little over 2,500 on this video. Pretty straight. Shout out to Gold Star Entertainment. I'm about to go on a little 3-city tour. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Philly, Jersey, New York. Go out there. We're about to cry. You know what I'm saying? Do what we're supposed to do.
awesome.
Shout out to Vivian Cash, the Dog Collection.
Yeah.
I went to Fayetteville for Red Run Theater Life event. Headlining,
mm-hmm.
running the event, nigga been in the country. But,
what?
I don't know how that happened. But shout out to Vivian Cash. She let me a cast member of her reality show, The Dog Collection. So we're going to let me start taping and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so how would it work? You would go there, or they would do a little footage of you and send it there? How would it work?
I guess I hope they come here a little bit.
Okay, so just let me see in the background somewhere.
I want you on the real.
I could be giving you a cup of water, a glass of Kool-Aid. Let me get my face and all that is on the big cam, because that's what it's all about. Carlos, I'm so proud of you. I remember back, what we looking back about 4 or 5 months now,
yeah,
where you first, y'all came and then, you know, as far as the open call for the first video, and now you on your second video, you have a lot of hits. I've listened to the two CDs that you've given me through and through, and I'm telling you, all of it is just like masterpieces. And I see you when you did a finish when you were writing it, like in the middle of the night, you up. So that's how it works when the rappers, they wake up in the middle of the night and they start writing stuff down and stuff.
I mean, when I was working, because I got too much going on, so right now it's just music with these music networking and all that. So
yeah,
right now it's just like I stay up at night or might get up in the middle of the night, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, turn on CNN and go downstairs.
Yeah,
and get that notepad in the dark.
So that's what artists I know they do. Even I heard that when people who write books and write poems, things come, you know, in the middle of the night. It's just a gift. It's definitely a gift. I am just, again, so proud of you and all that you're doing and all that is, you know, who's working with you to get things done. And all it's about is a vision, and then you make it into reality. And the dream comes first, of course, and then you see it into a vision where you can see it's happening. Then you make it into reality. And a lot of people don't get to do that. So give some insights of anyone who wants to be in this game, but just really, they're just struggling. What would you say to them? What does it take?
I'm going to tell you like that. I don't think come to a sleep with a dream. Don't be out here. Look, if that's your dream, if it's music, if it's sports,
right,
if it's writing books, if it's anything, if it's just a regular job, do the best you can. I mean, what is a dream is, I mean, it took somebody to kind of push me a little bit because I gave up on myself a while back. But it took somebody to get in my ear and push me a little bit. But now I know that, like, it's in grass.
It's in,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give up because I done gave up. I said it like this: I done gave up on too many things in my life before, and that I owe it to myself not to give up on this.
Right.
So I owe it to myself to take this and go as far as I can.
Right.
So if I don't make it as far as I'm supposed to, at least I tried to fix.
Right.
I tell anybody that.
Right. Well, you know, you're gonna be blessing so many other people because at the end of the day, so many people want it, but they don't know how to go after it. I see it in them for a moment, and then afterwards fizzle out because at that point they're not staying on track, or they're just looking at it. It's just not happening fast enough. So what do you tell the ones who it's just not happening fast enough? What would that be?
Be patient.
I mean,
We had 2002, and we started back then, and got our little crew together and everything. Guys wanted to blow it right then, so they kind of fell off because they were being impatient. There ain't nobody here. Look at the town we in, Thompson County, stand up, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a small country town, and really ain't nobody coming around there trying to hear anybody. So we got to get out. We got to get out and let people hear us and do what we got to do and push it.
Right.
So just don't give up and stay on it.
Stay on it, right. And that's what I say all the time to everybody. Every day I wake up, I don't know what's going to happen, but I wake up wanting it to happen. You can plan out your day, but the way how, if you put God first and let God open those doors for you, like I say, I don't know how it's going to happen. I know my bank account have billions of dollars in it. I don't know how it's going to happen, because I know it's going to happen. Because my father's rich, and he already said that. Anything I got, you want, you know, ask for it and be, actually going forward and not being selfish about yours, you know, helping those who want to be helped and the ones who just don't have the way. But I came across a lot of people within the past 4 weeks that cutthroat folks. I just never thought in my life that, you know, I can't, because every place I come from, I try to come definitely from a good, great place, how God would treat me, I want to treat others, you know what I mean? So I know you probably have fancy or came across people like that. What would you give any insight to anybody out there who probably going through the struggle right now with that?
I mean, you got a few people out of Long Island, so, I mean, it's going to come about with me, but if you ain't got the same dream as I do, if you ain't about my movement, if you ain't about what's going on, then I really don't need you around.
Right.
You got to separate yourself from those people who's trying to get something out of what you got going on, because you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell, I call them leeches. You can tell them leeches, man.
Yeah, you can tell
them
leeches. Yeah.
So, I mean, just be aware of it and don't be blind to the bull crap.
Right.
Because a lot of people got yes men and people that just want to, you know, say, yeah, bro, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that sounds nice, or yeah, do that, you know, but. I got folks in my clique gonna say nah.
That's not even gonna go. Exactly. So that is so true. I do see we have a caller on the line. We're gonna get to the caller. A lot of times, we do, and I do see people logging into the message board also. And what they do, and I see the thumbs up. They do a little thumbs up, letting them know that they in and they're, you know, moving and directly with us and understanding and everything. I'm so appreciative because, as I said, for the last 4 weeks, I've encountered different, and I mean high up people, CEOs, who just, they don't understand your vision, and instead of them coming over and trying to understand, they do crazy stuff. So I pray for those who, you know, misunderstand or took it a wrong way and all that great stuff, but I'm just happy to know that you're able to see that, because each, as you grow, it's going to be leveled,
right.
And people are going to try to get, as soon as, now people are watching you, right? So as you go up to another level, then you're going to get a little bit more crowd coming, and not in the way of saying that they're not fans, but ones who really just in it to see what they can get out of it, and that's
right.
The part I don't like. I want to be in the trench with somebody in the dirt,
right.
Who is, you know, in the dirt, dirty, and trying
right.
to get clean to do the things they need to do. Don't forget
right.
up, you know, don't forget about the ones who've been there for you when you were, you know, in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I want to say about that. We do every Monday show. We do with the agencies, the modeling and talent. They come on and they talk about different things to help others get out further. So I just want to put that out there. Shout out to the modeling and also the agencies and all that out there. We need you all because you all are a big piece of what we do, even the promoters. Promoters, we need you. We need y'all to stand up. I've been on the grind. So I even came to the place to say, okay, well, what happened to the record labels? Because, you know, back in the day, many, many years ago, the record labels were the one. You got in a record label. You got with a company, what was going to happen? They were going to push you because you got in that, you already know your music was golden and your music
right.
going to move forward because they don't get them on the radio to
right.
show and stuff. But there's so many independent artists out there.
Right.
So many, and so you would consider yourself as an independent artist,
right?
Right? So what do you think about the, like, the record labels that they already faded away and because of so many independent artists doing their own thing?
Nah, I just think so many artists that sound the same. So, I mean, everything sound the same. Everybody auto-tune. Everybody doing this. Everybody doing it's just one wave right now. But the record companies got they haven't found that new sound yet. I mean, they just going with the wave.
With the wave,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
Check it.
All that cost me.
I know. So is it something that you think you want to do? A record, do a record company, or a label?
I thought about it, but if the number's right.
Yeah, the number's right. Yeah.
But the number's got to be.
You got to be right. Yeah.
I'm doing all right right now.
All right. Hello, somebody. You know what? And that's what it is. I just think, and that's why one of the reasons I truly believe what God put me on earth is to connect with ones who
you know, they're trying to find their way into certain areas, and they just don't know how to get there, and just bridging them over. So I'm asking all promoters to step up. I mean, you all have an event. You need entertainers. So what I want to do is put on a showcase here local, here in Fayetteville and also in Atlanta, where the promoters will come and then have the the rappers, the R&B singers, all come and they actually go ready, head on, and perform. And then when it's time for these showcases, it's already a wrap. Hey, all you have to do is go, I know cost is he available. I know so-and-so is there available, you know. So get that all out of the way. Oh, send me this video. But did you look at the video when I sent it? Did you really, or did you try to tell me that you're doing it? Just be real about what you say you're going to do, because it's so many people, life, are just waiting just for that. If you're not that person, say it. Just, you know, let us know you're not that person, and direct us to somebody else and all that. So, caller, we're going to bring you on. And if you have a question at this time, this will be a great opportunity. If you have a comment, there will be a great opportunity. And I know sometimes when we click on a button, call, they don't want to say nothing, so that we'll know it within 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds. Oh, gosh. Okay. So, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Hi. Who we have here on the phone with us?
Oh, this is Jay Bless. How you doing, Darlene?
Hey, Jay Bless. Oh, my gosh. I'm a fire my engineer because – we have the system where we make sure that we understand who all calling in, so we'll know in any unfamiliar numbers, guess what? Then we can say what? We can say, okay, this person is someone calling in just to chat or either ask a question. How you doing? Are you in Atlanta also?
No. Actually, I'm local right now at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I'm home in the 2-6, and I just happen to be listening to you guys chiming in. And I love what y'all talking about, so I just wanted to call in and show some love and shout out Infinity Powerhouse Network. I want to say I salute you, Darlene. I see your grind. This lady is everywhere putting in work, y'all.
Yes, yes. I appreciate that. And we just lead us into another conversation about the first Fridays. Me and you kind of chatted about that a couple of days ago. And then you will touch bases back again and on Monday. But that's a great opportunity. Went out there, and that night was kind of crazy for me because a girlfriend called me at the last minute and said, well, I got some tickets to see Kim and Babyface. I'm like, I know, no offense to towards Babyface and Kim, but they just not my cup of tea. That, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I done promised Jay Bless. I'm going there. I already said I'm going to the concert. So she's like, it's free tickets. I'm by myself. So we worked it out where I was able to go, and I came to you first, and I met up with – who is the DJ that was there? He's on the radio. What's his name again?
Oh, the DJ was DJ Scooby. DJ Scooby.
Okay, DJ Scooby. Okay. And I said, are you sure you're going to give him my message? He was like, yeah, I'm going to give it to him. I said, okay. So then after I left the concert from Kim and Babyface, I got in my car and went back over to the AIC building, and guess what? He was on the stage performing. I said, oh, man, I'm in good timing right now. So he did an awesome, awesome job. I mean, awesome. So I don't know if y'all had an opportunity to meet each other yet. Have y'all?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, see, this is what it's all about.
Thank you so much.
This is what I love. Yeah. So, he is actually out of Clinton. By the way, of Clinton, right?
Yeah.
And he is blowing up. He just put out a new video just out. And what's the name of the song that you actually put out? I know it's something about
Boss Move.
Yeah, he just put out a new video, dropped it on about Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. So he is definitely doing big things too. Also, J-Bus. So tell us what's going on with you this weekend. Anything?
This weekend definitely trying to be productive in the lab, and as you know, I got a Christopher Lighthouse Photography. We reshaping that, so reshaping the whole photography thing because like we talked about before, next week we'll get up and we're gonna try to do something that incorporates music, of course my music, and of course just some things that have put some light on the city at the beginning of the first Friday. So I can't really say what it exactly will be. It will be another special first Friday coming soon. So, and of course, I'm doing my music thing in and out the studio.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I had a chance to talk with the guy too, and forgive me, I'm not that good with names. What is his name? The one that was out there also with you all? He was the one heading it up.
You said the guy that started out the show?
Yeah, no, the one that was actually over heading the show up. The one said that he got on the mic and said that, you know, everybody bring somebody and all this great stuff.
Oh,
what's his name again?
That was Brother Rod. That was Rod.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And I love what he said because, you know, everybody, you know, social media is a big thing. But, like, I know you all said that y'all had, like, 3 days to get everything together. But, you know, just support is support. You know, everybody want to see you live that dream. They want to be with you. Because we were just talking. I know you probably heard it when we were saying it. I don't like it when someone, you know, try to get with you when they feel like you have accomplished the highest level that they feel like you can accomplish. I love people to be with you when you are just, period. And I always said to people, I always look at myself as being the richest person ever. That's because I know my father's rich, and I always say this. And I always said, people would say, well, if you did have or you have the money in the bank, how would you deal with people when they come at you? I'll deal with them the same way because you know what they're going to show me. How they show me now is how they're going to show me, and that's how I am. I treat everybody as say I'm rich. Do you like and want to be in my company because you believe I got money or I can give you something?
Right.
Or you want to be there because you know that I'm a good person and, I mean, you know that you just want something from me. So
right.
I just want everybody to be fair and equal to everybody and work on behalf because it's a beautiful thing. Life is so beautiful. And, you know, we just have to be the people that God put us on earth to do, and we are vessels to carry it all out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I can agree with what you're saying, and definitely shout out the cost, man. I'm going to check that video out. I'm in the 2-6. We shooting videos here, so shout out to you, man. Salute to Clinton, man. Salute to the Clinton Dark Horses. And one thing I'm seeing too, Darlene, is that the more we keep going at this grind, the more family and friends and the people that we grind with, everybody becomes a part of it. So at the end of the day, the network builds. What you're doing, you out here networking in different shows, showing love, supporting, doing things, networking. It's just the network building. That's all.
Right.
Meeting producers and producers meeting artists and fans. And, you know, we just trying to build our network because we do have a network. It's been overlooked for so long. And like we were saying, the game been so topsy-turvy. I mean, we deserve it to ourselves to just go in and just give it all we got.
Right.
Hey, bro, hit me up on Facebook, man. Hit me up on Facebook so I can check you out, man.
Already.
So I love to check the music out.
We're going to do that.
Yes. So thank you. And I don't know if you – uh-huh. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, and I appreciate you. We did reach out to Tish. And
okay.
And yeah, and so she said she's in Atlanta this weekend, so we're going to get her on another show too, and you also. We want to get back into the circulation of this because I'm sitting at 80. This will be the 82nd show, and our 100th show is going to be. I want that to be aired on our anniversary of Top Miles and Talent Scout and all that we're doing. Because October is a month I celebrate my birthday. That's my birthday month. I celebrate when I started my company, networking company, and also the first magazine, which was Liguchi, started in October. So that's a big month, so we're going to do a lot of celebrating around that and have a big shebang. I also told people that I haven't even had my grand opening yet for the building, so for the office space. Maybe I have that in October. Who knows, but it's just so much going on. But thank you, Jay. If you could stay on with us, that's fine, but I know you're busy and everything, so I understand you have to leave. But I definitely want to give some shout-out to I know she – evidently, she's supposed to call in, and her name is Whitney Wesley. She is out of Little Rock. She is covering this fourth annual HMM Beauty Convention, where my magazine is going to go and be a part of that, where we're going to select 3 models to be in our magazine. And I didn't tell them yet, but one's going to hit the cover. So I know that's going to be very exciting for them. Yes. And also, I want to let y'all know that we're going to have a rap magazine coming out also. So I already said that the first cover is going to Tyler, to Kathy Tyler's son, which is Tank Tyler. Second is the cost. And then Jay Bless, she's third coming in. So I'm promising to everybody.
Hey, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. I'm glad to be a part of great.
So, So that's definitely going to make history. I have a graphic designer. You know what, Eric Pagod, he's going to be working with me with that also. He said that I only like Goldstar already rent, you know, got him for a little. Now he's there, and I love what he's doing with Goldstar. Beautiful things that he's doing. But it was, the joke was basically he's gonna, you know, he already was destined to also, he said, to be with me, and he's venturing out to others. So, but I'm grateful, and I know that it takes a whole lot. I come up every day when I wake up. I have different things in my mail, email, different asking me about, could you connect with us on this? Could you collaborate on that? And I have to literally look at them to see what is going to be a great win-win for everybody. Is this not for them or just not for me, but for everybody? Yeah, yes. So it's time
one
and out.
I just wanted to give one more shout-out, Darlene.
Go ahead.
I forgot to say that last night I just had the opportunity to perform at the National Muslim Business Conference, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
I got a chance to do one of my songs. Well, do a couple of my songs for those guys. For those guys and those women, and that was a great experience up in Raleigh. So that was something new, that was something different, but it was a great experience. So the National Muslim Business Conference 2016, there's a lot of talent out there, a lot of great speakers out there, so I was glad to be a part of that as well. I got to perform I Try, which is on SoundCloud, and I got to perform Be Naturally, which is also on SoundCloud.
Ooh.
It was also on YouTube, so... anybody that's listening in, just like that J-Bless 910, you can see the new music video to the song I performed last night, and we keep it going like that.
Wow, that's what's happening, and that sounds good, and I just hear both of you all just in the direction. Who knows, one day it can be a collaboration.
Absolutely, I appreciate
y'all. But all I'll say, y'all gonna have to do a song somewhere where y'all got my name somewhere in there. Somewhere I can say something like, "We come on to rap right now." Let me see. No, I ain't gonna go there. And I already say, J-Bless, and now I know that you ain't joined our network not yet. But however the situation, you still family. And I tell, like I said, cost, I ain't paying to get in anywhere.
Yes.
Now, they, I don't care if you go to New York City, they'd be like, oh, yeah, let her in. She would, that's all I want to see. Do like this right here. You see this number right here?
Come on,
man. Oh, yeah, it's going to be no question. It's going to be no question. It's going to be no question. No
question. Essa said, check it. Yeah, so I'm decided, and I just want to let everybody know, like my family, one of my sisters say, I love everybody. I just love everybody. God is love. God is love. They always say wherever there's confusion, there's not God. So I'm all about positiveness and actually showing people that, you know, I care, and this is one of the biggest things and ways that I can do it by having this radio show, allowing you all to come on, talk about your dream, allowing y'all to come on and talk about different ways that you can help others to live out their dreams. So before we close out, what you have to say to anybody, how someone can find you on social media, or either how they can find you to book you. So we're talking about booking.
Yeah,
want...
Facebook.com, check my SoundCloud out, soundcloud.com/HOLOC1T. Check me out on Reverb Nation, call 681. Also, if you're trying to book me, hit me up, 910-824-4126. It ain't too high. If you in the Clinton area, hit me up today. We got a cookout going on at 5 o'clock. Also, check out that Gold Star magazine. We're on the front
cover. Yeah, front cover.
Check my book out. It's coming out on the 28th. Called Park Sale Store. So, got a lot of big things going on. And the doll collection. Check me out on the
reality show. Yeah.
Awesome.
What
about you, J-Bless? All right. With that being said, everybody that's got social media, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, JBless910, JAYBLESS910. And it's definitely official that you can buy my new single, City Shutdown, on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com. Just check it out. It's out there on the web. You can download it for a real good rate. And I'm pretty easy to get with. JBlessBooking@gmail.com for any shows or anything like that. If you want to personally connect with me, got any questions or anything, or want to book me for anything, you can call or text me at 919-817-8344 anytime. So
That's the booking line. So now
awesome. Yes. And, you know, and with the young lady, Whitney, unfortunately, she wasn't able to call in, so we'll get her on another show. Beauty Convention is on May the 21st. I will be there in Little Rock. I have two models who are part of my network going to be speaking on behalf for me, which is Latika Jordan and Erica Jordan. So I'm excited to even be meeting them for the first time. Who knew last year that I'll be talking about going to an area where they actually live, and they've been following me and a part of my network for 3 years. So always exciting to have this. Yes. And who else want to book me? I'm available to do any type of conference in reference to the sharing what I know about the business. Also, we have the IPH Media. We have sports that has been added. Book us for that to get us at your next sports event, at your next red carpet event that you want us to roll out the red carpet. Also, our magazines, we got ad space to $60 for 1 year. Who can beat that? Who can beat that? You pay $60 so you can get your ad space in one of our magazines, and then we're moving towards five. So it's such an amazing just honor to be here and just talk about this on today. So as we close out, we're going to actually play our last commercial for today. And
everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Stay tuning out. Have a good one, and we'll see y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, bye-bye now. Thank you.